Coming soon to own on video.
Are you ready for a new episode of Huntsville Home Video? I hope not. Not yet anyway, because you're not going to get it today. I apologize. My name is Jack. Not with me today is my hell buddy, my partner in crime, my movie literate chum, Leanne. She is still suffering some of those effects from COVID-19. We had to postpone the show last week. Unfortunately, we're going to have to do this again, but Leanne is doing much, much better. She certainly appreciates all the well wishes she got over on our social media platforms. Appreciate you guys checking in on her. Lets us know that you care, that you like us just a little bit. Her more than me, and I'm okay with that. But hopefully next week, Leanne will be back. We'll be here to chat about the movie Go, which we've been trying to talk about for the last 2 weeks now. But today, we get you another best of. We gave it to you last week. Some bits that you'd never heard before. Some bloopers, some fun stuff, some random mic checks when we get into the station and just start recording. Sometimes some gold comes out of them there mic checks. And I'll see what Leanne has in store for you today. I don't even know. She's just been at home, locked away in her apartment, spraying Lysol directly up her nostril. I assume that's how you get rid of COVID, right? And she's been working on another best of for you. So I hope you guys enjoy it. It's a clip show, bitches. Strap in, motherfucker. And also, while you're out and about and at it, go get vaccinated. And if you have a legitimate, authentic reason for not getting vaxxed, okay, that's fine, that's your choice, but you can at least wear a mask while you're out. Helps prevents the spread of this fucking bullshit, and it's not a violation, it's not impeding on any of your precious fucking freedoms. Government already impedes on that enough. Y'all are too dumb to even fucking realize it. And I'm not speaking directly to you, our baker's dozen of listeners who we love and appreciate and who are very wise, very smart. You're probably already vaxxed, you probably already wear a mask because you're a considerate human being. I'm talking to the filthy fucking mutts that might be next to you while you're listening to this podcast. They might overhear. You know what? Get those motherfuckers more than 6 feet away from you because they're fucking filthy. They're diseased. They're disgusting mutts. Get vaxxed, you mutts. Go wear a mask, you mutts. Stepping off that soapbox, we will be back, hopefully, next week on Huntsville Home Video. Enjoy the best of.
But will it get you drunk?
Yeah. Yeah, it will.
Perfect.
That's all I need. Oh, I detect a hint of cherries, too. Blub, blub, blub.
Glug, 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 motherfucker. Glug that motherfucker. Shit, man.
Let's get into some shit.
Let's get into some funny games. Yeah.
Mics are out of program. They are in audition.
Check, check, check.
Hello, hello.
Looking good on a Sunday. Feeling good on a Wednesday. Yeah, I am Lord.
What? All right.
Do you not know what that's from?
No.
It's from South Park when Randy.
I don't remember that. What is?
Okay, so South Park, they were having a party, and one of them says, I work with Lord, or Lord's uncle or something. So at
the one
party,
where Randy gets mistaken
Randy
for Lord.
As Lord. And then after that, Spin Magazine was like, you're saying Lord's a man. And it was like, no, it was just a parrot dressing up as Lord at the party. So then they have that whole storyline. And so Randy, that's how he would sing, like, yeah, 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 I am Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he would auto-tune it and it would come out as Lord.
Like, I remember the episode. I don't remember that part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Sitting on the toilet. thinking about Sunday, Wednesday, feeling good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am Lord.
caught me sideways with that one. I'm gonna have to go revisit.
Caught me sideways is a great phrase that you say that I enjoy.
Why, thank you.
You know, not many other people say it. I don't think you got me, that's what I say, but you say you got me sideways.
Got me sideways.
You hit me where I live. You got me where I live. That's another favorite one.
I love that one. That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, hit me where I live. All right. Let's see how this review goes. This one might hit me where I live.
Nah.
Let's go.
It'll be fine.
I want a Looney Tunes version of Seven with Foghorn Leghorn as Morgan Freeman's character. Let's go Yosemite Sam as Brad Pitt's character. Daffy Duck as John Doe for sure.
I say, boy, don't look in that box there. Don't look in that box, boy. You don't want to see what's in the box.
Yep.
Suffering succotash, open the box.
Envy was my fin, David. Shit.
Can't. I can't.
From the producers of Huntsville Home Video, Seven.
Now, boy, I said, when you are crazy, when someone is crazy, as you clearly are, do you know you're crazy?
Fucking A.
And you got a lot of Jason Segel in this movie.
You did get a lot of the, is that in the regular version or just the unrated version? Because I went unrated and we got unrated.
There's some Wang.
There's some Wang in it and I ain't complaining about it. I'm just, it's there.
That was one of my notes I have. I wonder what Leanne thought of Jason Segel's Wang.
I love that you typed it out. Yeah. And that was your note.
Yeah, because I knew it was coming. But I was just like,
well,
oh,
I
shit.
Did it.
I gotta make a note. What did Leanne think? Oh, Jason Segel's Wang.
Honestly, thought there could have been more.
Like more Wang
more in the show. Oh, that didn't work well there.
Today we learned that Leanne is a size queen.
No. I meant more scenes of it.
I mean, well, the dude is like super tall. Like, I mean, sure, he's proportional.
I have no complaints about anything that happened in this movie, especially that.
Especially that. Was that a freeze frame moment for Leanne?
No, I didn't know because I tried to keep it classy, but I thought about it.
Put the lights down low.
Oh, man. I know.
Put on the fucking thong song.
I did
song.
Draw the blinds on the doors, though, for just in case.
I can just imagine one of your neighbors seeing you with your curtains wide open. Ah, Leanne's watching that Jason Segel Wang picture again. Put on Forgetting Sarah Marshall here. Close the blinds. And action. Mr. Segel. Oh, yes.
That's terrible.
I mean, Leanne's probably always down for some good Wang talk. Monday, I'm like, all right, still feeling pretty good. The podcast comes out. We get a few comments on our social media pages. And I'm like, yeah, all right. People dig it. People love it. All right, cool. Tuesday down a little bit. Wednesday down a little bit. I'll check the analytics. I'll check our numbers, see where we're at. And I'm like, all right, a little dopamine hit. You know, we mm-hmm. attracted a few new listeners. Mm-hmm. And then it's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm like, I could just shut this garage door. Keep this car running.
Thursday Jack is a different Jack. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
But Thursday, Leanne's also the same, because I feel like we're on the same cycle. Like, when we meet up and Thursday is, like, totally two different people.
Yeah. So, ultimately, this podcast is really just a cry for help.
It is. We're just trying to find a will to live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check, check.
Oh, I suppose I should turn those back on. Check, check.
Check, check, 1, 2.
Big Willie style.
All right.
Will Smith album.
Oh, that's right. Jesus.
West, Jim West, Desperado. Remember that song? Oh, my God.
No.
Because eventually, as Will Smith became a bigger and bigger star, like he did the Men in Black song for Men in Black,
mm-hmm.
which you haven't seen, right?
No.
And this also happened to be the point in which I was getting into radio.
Mm-hmm.
So those songs were like THR gold at
right.
that point. So I've heard Men in Black a billion times.
Mm.
Wild Wild West a billion times.
I just remember that Miami song.
The good guys dressed in black. Remember that just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, M.I.V.,
oh.
which means you... You think you saw, you did not see.
I can't believe I just saw what I saw.
So if you ever see us, don't jeer us, just cheer us. Enough?
That's too much.
Gotta save some for the Men in Black review. I get it. I understand.
I've seen you rap Kid Rock, and I've seen you rap Limp Bizkit, but when you hit Will Smith, it was a different thing.
Big Willie style. Yeah.
They were energy pills. They're called Purple Tiger Energy.
Available at any gas station.
Right, exactly. But then it was like this weird monthly subscription. But anyway,
Wait, hold up.
It was like they sell it and they sold it out of a herb store or something.
What the fuck?
I don't even know. There was like a plan for it, right? Well, I found this out later, but I don't know where I got these. But
I hate to break it to you, but you have done drugs.
Have I done drugs?
You were on speed, my friend.
Well, I'm telling you what, those things were fucking phenomenal.
Holy shit.
That, I didn't know that's what I was doing.
Mm, yeah, that's what they all say.
I just thought they were like caffeine.
You ever sucked a wiener from one of those?
No.
So I was in the process of moving across country, and I hit the road. I was on the road for an hour. I was already tired as fuck. So I just like pull over at a gas station. I get a couple no-dos, double shot espresso, and just slam that. And I'm driving for about another half hour. I'm like, oh God, I'm still dragging ass. Like one more of these won't fucking kill me. And then maybe about another hour later, still nothing. And I'm like, okay, this is my last no-dos. Pop that. And then like 3 hours later, I am just bouncing off the sides of my car. I am like just antsy. Yeah, and I'm driving, and I'm just going to call a buddy. So I break up my phone, call me, hey man, what's going on? I've been on the road for like 6 hours, and I'm super fucking tired. Super tired, and I took a couple no-dos, and I slammed a couple, energy shots, and I did a couple Starbucks double shots. And he's like, whoa, dude, you're tweaking. And I'm like, oh shit, really? Fuck. I better pull over. I might become a danger to myself or others. I better get off this road. I better get off this road right now. Man, I might run over. Oh, shit. I just ran over a baby. I got to pull off this road.
That's my favorite thing, is to hang things up and figure out and measure and shit. I love it. I do full-on math.
Here's what I do. I hang the first poster, and then I take a CD jewel case, and I'm like, 1, 2, 3. I just measure out like 4 across, and it's close enough.
I think I had a heart attack.
When you were over at my house a few times, have you not ever noticed that everything is a little off kilter?
I did.
I wasn't going to
say anything.
Fix it?
Well, it's not my home to fix.
I mean, you
first of all,
I would have never been the wiser. Here's how fucking dumb I am. I would have been I'm like, I thought that was crooked once. Yeah, maybe the house just settled.
I hate you. You're eyeing it where the end of the jewel case was to move the jewel case back up against that line?
Yeah,
you're not marking the wall?
You put your finger. And then move it to the other side of your finger, and then move the finger over,
God.
And then the
Wait
jewel case over, and then the
Wait.
Finger over.
No, you can't do that.
But I did.
I can't. Oh, my God. Are we out of program? We're out of program, it looks like.
We out program.
Check, check, check. 1, 2.
We in that odd.
Surprisingly, I hated that.
What? No. No. Lily, no. No, Lily.
Bad Lily.
Good morning. In a little over an hour, you'll have joined about 13 listeners from all over the world by having experienced a new episode of Huntsville Home Video, your favorite podcast about movies that my friend Leanne has never seen. Movies. We give Leanne a lot of grief about all the movies she hasn't seen. And perhaps it's fate that today is the day after the 4th of July, and we're reviewing a global blockbuster that made $814 million in 1996, which is like almost $4 billion adjusted for inflation. Don't fact check that or anything. I know you're shocked that Leanne has not seen this movie. And should you like this holiday-themed episode of our podcast, we will proudly declare in one voice that we will watch other holiday movies that Leanne hasn't seen on their corresponding holiday, like A Christmas Story in December, 4 Rooms in the original Ocean's 11 on New Year's Eve, Groundhog's Day whenever that happens, and My Bloody Valentine on February 14th. There are so many more. We're going to review them all. But today, we introduce Leanne to Independence Day!
Yeah! USA!
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 When you edit this, put Hulk Hogan's I Am a Real American underneath this. It's really going to make this thing peak.
Yes! I'll do it!
I am a real American! Oh, happy day after 4th of July, you Seminema batches! Coming to Earth. In the comics at one point, Thor summoned Asgard as basically a floating city over Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
What the fuck?
So anyways, that's a musical.
Yeah, well, clearly. I wasn't expecting that coming out of you.
I never saw it. I just remember that. And so if I ever talk about Oklahoma, that's immediately what comes to my mind. Anyways, why over Oklahoma?
I mean, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Like after after that, yeah, I mean, I started the conversation. You ended it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
basically, like after Asgard gets destroyed. Thor,
I love it that you told me you weren't going to tell me, and now you're going to tell me.
Yeah,
I won.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You, fuck you. No, you know what? No, not anymore.
Come on.
Nope.
Come on. I'll do it again.
Do that and end it with Jon Snow.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains. I don't want it.
Yeah.
God almighty, this was dumb.
Would you like to know one of the more dickish things I've ever done in my life? I dated this girl for like a year, right? And before we started dating, she would tell me about all the horrible things that this fucking dude did to her. She was a stripper. I was like, you shouldn't put up with that shit. Like, no one deserves that. No one should, like, be better than that, you know? Fucking get out of that situation. I was just trying to be a decent human being.
Right.
So we dated for the better part of a year. Apparently, at some point during this year, old boy, he lured her back with tales of, like, I have a steady job and I just bought a double wide, but I didn't buy it for me. I bought it for you. It's for us. And this dumb fucking bitch fell for it. And she told all the fucking dancers that she was about to break up with me because old dude came around. And she's like, but don't tell Jack about it. Strip clubs basically being high schools, I found out in about 5 minutes.
Of course.
So she dumps me in the DJ booth at a strip club. Let me tell you, you have not lived until you have been dumped in a DJ booth in a strip club. And so right there, I'm like, homie ain't going out like this.
Oh, no.
She let the club know that she would be moving on. Because she is now taken care of. She's got a fucking double wide. She goes, I can stay at home and make babies. So on her last day, I'm just kind of like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? I kind of figured why you left me and this and that. And I got you a little going away present.
Oh, no.
And she opened it up and it was a first aid kit.
She could use.
That's what I'm saying. The funniest thing is it took her about 40 seconds to realize why I got her a first aid kit.
Oh, no.
Like she opened it up and I saw faces and reaction just go, you motherfucker. But when she figured it out, she was so fucking pissed. Throws the first aid kit at me and just starts like punching and kicking.
She learned that.
Interesting that she was on the giving end of that beatdown.
Let's talk about Terminator 2.
Let's talk about some Terminator.
Oh shit!
Fucking 2.
Oh shit! I have. Oh shit! All right, let's go. You ready?
Yeah.
You recording?
Yep.
Do 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 do.
Gary Oldman put a goddamn it on it. Gary Oldman is a actor. God's gift to acting. Gary Oldman. God damn, I love Gary Oldman. Love me some Gary Oldman. I don't know if I've mentioned this or not. Gary Oldman, every word that comes out of his mouth is just money. Everyone. This is Gary's body given for you. We pray to Gary here. You know the range of Gary Oldman? He got the cure for what ails you. Gary Oldman in that medication. Gary Oldman acts through knee pain. Oh, you're Gary. Gary Oldman levels are very elevated today. Get Gary on a plane or get me on a plane to Gary. I'll go to Gary. Clearly, I should never actually be in the presence of Gary Oldman. I will go to Gary. You much of a camper?
No.
No, I'm with you on that.
I'm not a fan of peeing in the woods.
So, speaking of peeing in the woods, I went on a canoe trip with some friends many, many years ago. And on the second night, I'm just like half drunk, half awake in my tent. Someone decided on day one, they thought it would be a good idea to bring Everclear. So, dude is sitting there with like half a bottle of Everclear, pulling straight shots off of it. He's like, oh, I gotta fucking piss. So he's pissing into the fire. While he is pissing into the fire, moron decides that it would be a good idea to take the mouthful of Everclear and spit it into the flames.
Oh my god.
Yes. Dipshit singed his dick something fierce. I heard everything secondhand because I was in my tent and all I saw was this dude's shadowy outline in front of like the orange flame.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard like the spit and an orange wall of flame go up and then my motherfucking dick. So good. I was like, what the hell? He was running, but his pants had fallen. He didn't pull his pants up. So they're down around his ankle. So he's like almost tripping, trying to run into the water to fucking cool his burning dick. It had Everclear flame on it. How many people you think got up to help him?
Nobody.
Not a goddamn body.
What's happening?
You like how we started at cereal prizes and ended up with getting load shot in your face? That's how things escalate here in Huntsville Home
Bring
Video.
Bring it in, bro. Yeah. Oh, God. Honest to God, I say it all the time. I love us.
We can never just leave well enough alone. Like, hey, let's talk about good toys we had as kids. And then let's end it with just blowing your load in some chick's face.
It always ends with semen.
One way or the other.
One way or another. Going in some direction. Going in somewhere is always just jizz, man. There's so much jizz.
Welcome to Huntsville Home Video. It always ends with semen. Fucking goddamn it.
God almighty damn it.
They're out of program. These microphones are up. I'm checking my levels. Check, 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 check.
Oh, that looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We good, dog?
Here for it.
Okay. If I cough, I will also clap so that I can get them out of there as many as we can.
All right, no worries.
But I might still be hacking in the background. Anyway.
That's all right. Yeah.
We'll do a disclaimer. We'll be like, yeah. Hey, fucks, this is real life, bro.
I was going to say, yeah, like, you know, under.
Who cares?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right. I mean, girls love the bad boy, right?
I mean, we do.
Are you doing that, like, cliched female thing of like, oh, Mr. Blonde is a fucking psycho, but I can change him?
No, I'm not that dumb. I think you know I'm logical. Like, I know I'm not changing it, but I'm like, hey, would it be fun to tag along for, like, a moment?
So you could get in maybe on the tail end of the Mr. Blonde years as he's transitioning right to Mr. White.
Yeah.
So you get both ends of the spectrum?
Exactly. All like, right. I get that part, and then it's like, hey, how about we leave all this behind and go to, like, Hawaii or Mexico? And I'm like, okay, yeah, man, let's do it.
So maybe one of our Australian listeners, if you're, you know, kind of at the tail end of your psychotic days, feeling like, you know what, I need to find just a good girl, you know?
I am loyal.
This is true.
I'm super loyal.
You shoot us an email at hsvhomevideo@gmail.com.
Look, I'm not much to look at, but I'm steady and reliable. I'll take care of you in your elder years. I will.
After I saw this movie, I would purposely kind of try to strike up conversations with the dancers that I knew were a little strung out. And I was like, hey, you ever watch Requiem for a Dream? Like, I just got it on DVD. It's a phenomenal movie. I will buy you a copy if you want. I'm not even going to borrow you mine. I'm just going to buy you a copy of this movie. Oh. I need to straighten you out. I need to save all the strippers. I need to get you off that junk. This movie fucked me up for a while.
Dude.
Yeah. But then, like, 6 months later, I ended up hooking up with a dancer, and when I woke up in the morning, she was snorting coke off of my dresser. And I was like, hey, on your way out, you should grab my copy of Requiem for a Dream.
You know, grab mine. I'll get me another one.
Yeah, I'll pick up another one. You should really watch that movie. It changed my life. So they dropped the first trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was having lunch at Arby's. About to go drop off a roast beef and cheddar, if you know what I mean.
Okay, got it.
So I'm sitting there in the bathroom, and I'm just scrolling on my phone, as mm-hmm, one does.
Right.
And it's like, hey, here's Captain America Civil War trailer. Just dropped. I'm like, oh, shit. Sitting there watching Captain America Civil War
on
trailer.
On the shitter
in an Arby's. Spider-Man jumps up, you know, grabs mm-hmm. a shield, webs it up, lands, and he's like, hey, everybody, in the bathroom at Arby's, taking a shit. I was like, oh, fuck! Completely forgot where I was. And I'm like, oh, shit. I just got way too excited in the bathroom at Arby's. And then, you know, just like finished up and washed my hands. And
is there anybody else in there?
No, it was just a one staller.
Okay.
So that,
but
that
somebody
was,
heard you out in the hall?
Yeah, because the way it's set up, you know, like the bathroom is like right next to the kitchen or
right,
whatever. And I
right.
walked out and I was like, Civil War trailer, y'all. And then just fucking ducked out.
Yeah.
That was a fucking great moment.
I love that story.
Fucking crowd at that theater went absolutely nuts. They went as berserk as I did in that Arby shitter.
We made fun of Jenny McCarthy and called her a stupid bitch. And then we tweeted that audio and you tagged Jenny McCarthy in it. And she responded, OMG, with a laughing emoji and then a crying emoji.
Right. Verified account. And I was like, holy shit.
And you texted me and was like, oh my God. And as soon as I saw it, I went, oh shit, this is too real. Abort.
Yeah, yeah, you like, got nervous.
I got super nervous.
Which was so funny.
Like we always say, I don't have a bite, right? Like, it's just, I'm all bark. Like, I'm just a barking ass bitch. I ain't gonna do shit. And then when she replied, I was like, oh no, I can't do this anymore. I can't, you know? You were like, no, she deserves it. She's done so much shit. Fuck that bitch.
And then I also had to point out that she was dating the third best Wahlberg.
Right.
Like, she's not married to Mark. She's not married to the dude that created the burger joint.
No.
She's married to the third best.
Right.
Fucking Jenny McCarthy.
Mm. So yeah, we've got our first celebrity tweet. Test, 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 test.
Check it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Jeff, are we out of program?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I knew we were. Because you already had it out of program, so why would you put it back in program to only take it out of program again?
Because I'm weird.
And all right.
Sometimes I do things the hard way.
All right.
Been doing the hard way things the hard way since like...
You mean with jewel cases?
Forever. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 boss. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
ask
yeah,
about
yeah,
it. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That.
That's good water.
Would it bother you if I sip my water like this?
No, not at all. Keep it going.
Oh, that's good water.
No, I love it. I think, actually, if this podcast, it probably needs more of that.
More of it? Okay.
More of it. Hang yeah. On. You want to do it together? Ready? Yep. 3, 2, 1. Well, now I can't do it. Because I'm laughing. I'm going to choke myself.
Put that shit on the outtake reel. And then yes. When Aldis is on stage and Michael just like sticks his hand down his pants like, oh, yes. I just went from 6 to midnight.
6 to midnight. Which I recently heard somewhere. I'd never heard it before. And I was like, 6 to midnight. I was like, did time move? I was literally thinking in words of time, and I was like, did time move fast? Like, what happened? And I thought on it for so long. And then I went, oh, I got it now.
That's
yeah.
part of your simple charm.
That's part of my simple charm. I thought on that for so long, and it was literally just a wiener going completely erect that I thought about for forever. God. 6 to midnight. Yeah, so I liked that it was in this movie.
If you could bottle that preciousness, my God, you would... be a millionaire.
So anyways.
Well, anyway. Hey, man, like anyone you... Gary Oldman. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I'm like, Gary Oldman, get Gary on a plane or get me on a plane to Gary. I'll go to Gary. Gary doesn't need to come to me. That's not the way this shit works. I will go to Gary. Mr. Oldman, Jack is in the air. He is on his way to you. Oh, good, good, good. Let's have some nice tea, assortment of desserts out for his arrival. I'm sure he'd like that. I'm sure he'd appreciate that. He's a big fan, you say, hey?
You just said, I will go to Gary.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't matter at what time. I mean, during
or
this
podcast,
like while we're recording this podcast, like, hey, Gary wants to meet. I'm on my way. Sorry, Leanne, got to shut it down.
No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Nope. Anytime.
You'll be there in a hurry.
Yep.
I will go to Gary. So funny.
Yep. I used to live with this dude at one point. I came home one day and I just see him bent over the sink. He was piercing his own nose. I was like, dude, I swear to fucking God, man, if I ever come home and you're just on the couch piercing your dick, we're done here. 5 days later, I get a phone call at work. Are you piercing your fucking dick? And he's like, I gave myself a ladder, dude. Like, I don't know how long ago it was later, but I was just like, hey, what did you think? Like, how is it? Like, does it hurt? Does it fucking? He's like, oh, I didn't like it. I took it out.
Okay. The only reason why he pierced his wiener is because you told him not to do it. You know what? I wasn't going to put a hole in my wiener, but now I'm going to because...
Much less four of them.
Oh, that's what that is?
That's a lot of ladder. Same dude. One night, he's got a couple girls over, and he's like, hey, Jack, come down here a second. And he's like, hey, man, what does syphilis do? I was like, dude, I don't fucking know. I was like, wait, are y'all about to fucking have a three-way, and he just wanted, like, one of y'all has the syph?
And he's wondering if it's just worth it to go ahead and right? get it.
Yeah, probably ended up with the dick sniffles after that. So, Trailer Park, who I mentioned on an earlier podcast, after having spent Thanksgiving with her family, we went to the flea market that was across the street from her grandmother's house. You know those paintings that you see a lot of times in Chinese restaurants that it's like a landscape? It's lit up from the back,
mm-hmm.
and the water, or like the light, the way it moves kind of makes the water look like it's shimmering and mm-hmm. moving and everything.
Mm-hmm.
With a sense of awe that... I don't think I've ever experienced in my life. She looked at this painting and said, oh my God, that is the most beautiful painting I've ever seen in my life. I have to have it.
Was it of dolphins?
Yes. Popping out of the water.
What were your thoughts when you were hanging up that photo?
I don't recall exactly what went through my head.
Or did you just feel nothing? Because you're hanging up a dolphin photo.
I was just like, man, this is really as good as it's going to get. this, like, guy, this where I peak? Huh. Man.
Your life has gotten better. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. But, spoilers, yeah. But, it did. That whole It Does Get Better campaign.
I did just see you at a flea market with a dolphin photo. It's like, it gets better.
Yep. That's my don't kill yourself tale.
Just wait.
Just wait. Hey, my boy. It does get better.
Isn't that the semicolon tattoo moment? Like, yeah, where your life goes on? Yeah. That was your semicolon moment.
And the curvy part of that semicolon for me is a dolphin.
There's a dolphin. Yeah. Get that immediately.
All right. About this movie. This really, I think, as I was thinking of the other movies that we've reviewed, this is probably the most just good-hearted, pure, innocent movie that we've reviewed.
Yeah, because we don't do many of those. We don't do any of those.
I mean, we've done a couple.
We did One Crazy Summer, didn't we?
Yeah.
But it wasn't as pure. I mean, there was teen sex.
There was a lot. I mean, Spaced Invaders, which it was a very fun, pure movie.
Yes.
Which we, in turn, talked about, like, heroin addiction. And,
right, we did.
And
we did.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we can take...
Leonard 6 wasn't bad as far as that, but we made a lot of child molestation cracks.
There's a lot of rape jokes.
It was a lot of rape. There was a lot of rape.
And look at the world we're in now. Bill Cosby rotting away in prison when we reviewed Leonard 6. He's now out. I would like to think that our review of Leonard 6 got him out, which is why we should be canceled. We got Bill out of prison.
We got Bill out.
God.
We're going to take credit for it.
No, we're not.
No.
I don't want
that. Are we
going to
leave
credit.
That one alone?
Yeah. But now he might actually hear the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if, maybe he heard it in prison and he's like, I'm going to get out.
He's coming after us?
I'm going to come after those Huntsville Home Video creeps.
Good thing the motherfucker can't see.
Where did they go? Bill, they went left. Nah, we went right. Gotcha, sucker.
Yep, that's how that went.
Yeah.
That's exactly how that went.
No, don't drink that juice, Leanne.
What?
Oh, shit, she's out. Make a break for it.
Leave me. I'll be the sacrifice. Save yourself.
Save yourself from this 80-plus-year-old man.
I'll only remember portions of it. Just go. That's terrible.
And I'll only accuse him years later.
Right. Oh, snap.
Jesus, weren't we talking? We were going to talk about a kid's movie today.
We just we just got through saying this is the most wholesome thing that happened to this podcast so far. And now we're back on the rape. We went right back to rape because it's what we know. It's what we know. It's what makes us comfy. We went back to the rape.
It's our own personal snuggie. God damn it, you just killed me. Blocka, blocka.